Okay, folks, and that was a piece of music, which I'd love to tell you what the heck it was. I do not have the CD case from that particular CD at the moment in the car. I believe it's at home. But it's a CD that I bought called Music of the World, and I bought it at a dollar store for $2, I think. $2? $3? $2. It's a double CD where it's a music CD and a DVD, and the DVD has a series of slideshows, I guess, best way to describe it, and it's accompanied by all the pieces of music on the CD in sequence, and shows everything from, I think it's Machu Picchu, through temples in Japan and China, I think, and so it goes through the Orient. I believe there is music inspired by the pyramids in there as well. So it's a real mishmash of music styles, but they all have one thing in common. They're chill music. And I recently said to somebody in a direct message that I've been kind of into chill music of late. It started because I listened to a internet radio station, which I've mentioned many times on Audio Boo, called Soma FM. So if any of you want to look it up, somafm.com. And yes, it is a plug, because they only work by donations. And they have no ads on their radio station. And the radio station has now something like 22 or 23 channels of different music. Really wild stuff, kind of alternative stuff, chill music. They got acid jazz, rock, indie rock, space music. They have, ethereal ambient music. They have, what's the other music there that's very popular right now? Oh, not hip-hop. I'm thinking of another piece of music that has a very heavy bass. And, oh, wow, okay, it escapes me right now. It'll come to me eventually. So, what I'd like to talk about today is something that happened to me 2 days ago. I will not go into details, and you'll understand. Well, I won't go into detail specifically, but I was at work and somebody mentioned a movie to me, but they mentioned the movie to me in regards to a cartoon, an animated series on TV called South Park. I'm sure most of you have heard about it. And it can be rather crass at times. And in fact, in one particular episode, they were spoofing this movie. And when this fellow was telling me about the movie they were spoofing, I'm not even going to mention the movie, okay? But I'm just going to say that they were spoofing this movie, and I was intrigued by what he told me about the movie. So I looked it up on Wikipedia and just read up. Mind you, I read a paragraph of this movie, and I read what the movie was about and what the plot of the movie was. It affected me so deeply and so disturbingly, and it still does so today, 3 days later, that I'm left with wondering, am I oversensitive? I'm not even going to tell you the movie, because I don't want you people to look this thing up. I really don't, because it's that disturbing. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say. It touched me deeply, but not in a nice way. Most, you know, movies that are touching are always kind of make you feel good movies. This was terrible. And I only read a combination of maybe 20 sentences in Wikipedia, and it was like somebody had hit me on the side of the head with a frying pan. Seriously, that was, yeah, it was very disturbing. But I'm left wondering, and this is what I want to put out to Audio Boo, Am I the only one that's this sensitive? I mean, are there people out there that can't go see movies because they get too emotionally involved and the movies affect them and stay with them for days, if not weeks on end? I can tell you that there's one movie I saw years ago and I dare never watch it again because, again, it affected me so deeply. And that was Saving Private Ryan. That one I'll say because, although it's emotionally raw, the opening scene is just horrific scene of war. What would be a true depiction of war. And it just got my gut. And I could not stop thinking about that opening scene for weeks on end. Now, is that abnormal? Am I overly sensitive? And it's true that I don't watch a lot of movies because of that. I really get way too much into movies. And I don't know if it's the medium that affects me like that or the plots and the fact that I'm in tune with them. I don't know what it is, but I can tell you that there's not a lot of movies that I watch because of that reason. Is that wrong? I mean, I love music. I'll listen to music and I love documentaries. I'll watch documentaries and I'll watch TV shows. And there's very few TV shows that affect me. There's a few. There's a few police shows that I tend to really avoid violence these days. And again, for that reason, because I tend to, I guess, overreact. But I don't know. Is it overreacting? Is it being too sensitive? Is it not being able to put things in perspective and look at a piece of film and just say to myself, Stefano, it's a piece of film. Get over it. I guess that's why I'm putting it out there to the Audioboo community. What is it that... I suppose I'm looking for answers. Or maybe I'm just looking for confirmation that I'm not the only one. That there are people out there who are affected deeply by movies, maybe by even some television shows, and have a tendency not to watch them because they get overly absorbed in the stories. It's true that I've spoken at length about Star Trek and how Star Trek, the television programs, to me, have a tendency and have in the past where, to me, the characters continue to live on well after I've turned off the TV. So it was more than just the television program. And again, does that reflect this ongoing thing of being overly sensitive and overly in tune with programs and with what's going on? And am I detached from reality to that point? I'd love to hear if any of you have any comments on this. I'm not overly concerned about it because, frankly, there's a lot of movies that people have told me about and kind of look at them and say, well, I'm really glad I didn't watch that. I don't think it would have added much to my life. And I do like watching, like I said, some documentaries. My favorite thing these days is to watch Storage Wars and anything to do with car restoration. That's my biggest interest right now. Especially people finding things in lockers. I don't know what it is about that. It just fascinates me. All the stuff that people find and all the treasures and figuring out what they are and what they're worth and the history behind them. I like that. All right. Thanks for listening. And hope you all have a nice weekend. Bye.